Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of the Nobody Cares Anthony podcast. We've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, we have.
We started doing it in, what, July?
Yeah, summertime.
And we're...
And now it's
It's almost 2025, dude.
How cold was it this morning? I woke up this morning, went outside, I was like...
Oh, I don't... I try not to think about it this year.
Good.
I'm trying to be, like, positive this year. Last winter was tough. Mentally on me. So I'm trying to just, I know it's cold, but I'm trying to think about positive shit.
I let the dog out and go, Jesus.
Yeah. Shut the door. I don't even want to talk about it. Don't bring it up. Don't talk to me about it. I was watching, like, you know, because all I do with my life when I don't have my son is I scroll around on the internet and watch movies and shit and jerk off. But I was watching this, it was like a guy was going up to like the youth, like in the streets.
Yeah.
And he was asking him, like, how old is, like, old to you guys now? Like, how old is, like, too old to go to the club? Or how old is, like, old, basically? And they were like, oh, anyone born before 2000. And I was like, are you kidding? Are you guys kidding me? And then someone was like, oh, yeah, 95 and lower, you're old.
It's still us.
I was 89.
91, 2 years after.
89. When I tell someone that I was born in 1989, they look at me like, and I'm like, there's older people than me, dude. You know what I mean? But it put things into perspective, dude.
What gets me into perspective is watching athletes. You're like, oh, the like Peyton Pritchard. How old is he?
Oh, yeah. 14.
That's what you know what I mean? You see a boy, he's like, oh, he's 24. I'm like, what?
Do you ever get like a weird feeling in your stomach or like in your chest or your side and you go, I'm dying.
Oh,
there's something wrong.
I have a lump right here that I'm like, I better get that checked out.
Yeah, I've been getting that lately.
You're like, well, I'm like, what is this?
My chest was tight the other night and I was like, heart attack. I didn't even want to breathe in too deep.
Waiting for your left arm to go. You're like, here we go.
Middle of the night. I was like, I'm going to have a fucking heart attack. I think it was just anxiety though.
I get that too. When you wake up, like, I remember I shut a door a wrong way and the wind hit and it like did something to my arm. And for a month, I was like, dude, my tricep is messed up. And I was like, if I was
tricep?
Tricep.
No, you said tricep.
I added a T.
Why?
I don't know. I think I did it by accident.
Tricep.
Tricep.
Don't need to pop the P like that. Don't need to pop the P like that.
But anyway, it hurt for like a month. And I was like, dude, if I was a kid, this would be gone in 3 days.
All right, we'll cut that. No, I'm just kidding. I love it. So no Jackie this week.
I know.
She was all fucking gung-ho about being the third wheel. And all of a sudden, no, I can't. I'm busy. I can't make it. It's like, all right. Whatever. We'll see you when we see you, Jacqueline.
It's all right. But, she's an adult Disney goer. Do you expect anything less?
I think she's going to Disney on Tuesday.
She is.
Yeah. But we shouldn't give her any airtime. Screw you, Jackie. But no, we love Jackie. But I think we should do, instead of having like a, like maybe I'll do guests, right? Where like the person's so interesting that we make it like an interview.
Yeah.
But really, we should just have a third person on to kick it.
Yeah.
Right. Even interesting, whoever it is, no matter who it is, just have, I think three people is the number.
Most definitely. And the whole like third person thing where we could have them on to chill. You could always ask the person, do you want to do interview style or do you want to do just hang style?
No. We don't ask the, you think 60 minutes, ask the person, like, how do you want to do the interview? No, we're doing the interview how we do it.
A lot of the,
we gauge like, all right, this person, like if I get somebody that's like, interesting, like Maureen Hancock.
Different.
That's an interview.
Different.
Maureen's totally not going to chill on the couch with us, even though she could.
Yes.
But that's an interview.
Yeah.
You know? But somebody like Jackie, it's like she's just a bro. She's going to kick it. We should have bros on. You know, guy, male or female, but I'm just saying bro mentality where we're just kind of kicking it, riffing off of each other. I think that's the mold going forward.
There's definitely a lot of people I could definitely figure out that would be definitely interesting for their...
Definitely
interesting. I was waiting for the... Interesting because of the way their life came about, you know?
Well, I mean, not even... Yeah, sure. But, like, I mean, not even on, like, a their interesting standpoint. I think just having three people...
Yes.
...would... You know what I mean? Because you have me, and then you're basically brain dead. So I think bringing it there...
Chill out.
We got a lot of voicemails from, so we did this 2 weeks in a row where we go live before we do the actual episode and encourage people to leave voicemails, and we kind of leave it open-ended. We say you can, tell a story, you can just say, you can say something funny, you can say like, I want to hear your thoughts on X, Y, and Z, and kind of just let it go nuts. So these voicemails have not been, listened to yet. It's not like we pre-screened them. So just fire one off, Josh. Let's see what we got. Start with the one at the bottom, the one that says, why do overweight? What is that?
Why do overweight women love black men? I just don't understand. Thank you.
Okay. So I think we can talk about that without being racist.
I do, definitely can.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like everybody loves black men. Some people don't. Some people do. It's not just black fat women.
No.
You know what I mean? And is there a word we should be using instead of fat? You know how you can't call a midget? It's obese. Little people. No, but obese, isn't that?
Overweight.
But that sounds kind of mean.
Then I can't think of another word.
Large?
Just big.
Big.
Heavy?
Bigger. Pro food. I don't know.
Pre-Ozempic.
Just,
I don't know.
Just large.
Yes.
Bigger than me. Whatever. All right, let's not get into that.
A lot of things are bigger than you.
I would think, not to sound too inappropriate, but if you're a bigger woman and you like black guys, it's probably because black guys normally have bigger shishings.
Exactly.
And because you're so big, there's a lot of flesh to pass through before you
exactly.
hit the spot.
Exactly.
So they want to make sure
the
you know
spot
what I mean?
Gets hit.
Because you date a white guy, it's hit or miss. He could have a hog or he could be packing a pinky. But black guys, at least you know, all right, they're bringing the heat most of the time.
Exactly.
He's going to be able to find the
Imagine being black with a small one.
That's got to suck.
That's got to be terrible.
Yeah.
Because every girl looks at you like, all right.
But why do you say that?
What do you mean?
Imagine being black with a small one.
That would suck.
But wouldn't it suck to have a small one, period? Why does it especially suck for a black guy? That
because people look at a white dude and go, huh.
Well, people look at a white dude and say,
yeah,
it could be either one.
But people look at a black
dude. Look at black
dude,
they automatically think hog.
Girls,
and then he pulls it out and it's a little.
Yes.
It's a little.
Yes.
Looks like a little.
Resting on the nutsack.
A little burnt backwood.
A little.
So I would say, caller number one, I would say just because
they
feel like they're going to be able to pass all the
exactly.
all the excess flesh. And
I feel
get
like there's
there.
Angles with that flesh.
I'm trying to approach this seriously and not be rude. Like,
yes.
Because, hey, your body, your choice. If you are bigger and that's the way you like it, or even if you don't like it and you can't really control your eating habits and you don't like the way you look, but you're, hey, I would never make fun of somebody like that. It is what it is.
Yes.
That correct. Could be me. I've been addicted to things. I'm not addicted to food. If it was food, I'd be 700 pounds the way my brain works.
Less than 8 years ago, I weighed 165 pounds. Now I weigh 210 pounds. So, you know, I'm not the skinniest of people.
Yeah, but I think he's talking like big.
Yeah, the type that
don't have physical injuries, but they still use the scooter at casinos. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I think he means that type of big.
Hanging off the screen.
Yeah.
The difference is I just don't have big extremities. So I have skinny legs, skinny arms. I just have a big belly. So that's why my fat is different than
Are you feeling some type? Why are you bringing it to you? Are you feeling some type of way?
Me?
Yeah. Do you feel like you're out of shape?
No, because I can go like this and I'm like skinny.
If I hide that chest hair is insane. That line. Put your shirt down.
What, the line?
Would you, if I hired somebody.
What?
To be a personal trainer, like a celebrity personal trainer that like comes to your house, gets you out of
I'd
the house and tries to transform you into like if you were like an actor that was about to be in the Gladiator movie and they were like, you got to get in shape.
In 30 days.
Yeah. If I hired someone to do it, would you do it?
Yeah, of course.
And you'd be yoked?
Yes, I'd love that.
And like
that.
Eat right?
Yeah, I'd love that.
I couldn't picture it. It would kind of like be like, you remember like the whatever episode of SpongeBob when he gets like jacked. It'd kind of be that.
The blow up arms.
Like we're used to the sponge. We like the sponge. Like it kind of would look weird, you know? All right, let's get into another call.
Bro, it's nip it in the bud. Not nip it in the butt. Nip it in the butt. Nip it in the bud, guy. Nip it in the bud, guy.
Okay, all right. He said nip it in the bud, guy. One too many times. All right. Well, we'll let it go. I didn't know. I always screw up lyrics. I screw up sayings.
That's my coworker.
Is it your coworker?
Yeah, that's George.
That's George. Yes. What does he do for the dealership? What's his role?
He's a salesman that sold 32 cars last month.
Wow. So he's the ringer. He's the number one salesperson.
I came in second place with 18.
He doubled you?
Almost? Yeah.
He sold 30. How long has he been in the business?
17 years. That's the same dealership.
So it's repeat.
A lot of repeats, a lot of appointments.
He's
very good at his job.
He's sending out birthday cards and Christmas cards to his past customers and shit.
Doesn't even need to.
Wow.
So he just treats them right. So people come and go, hey, George, I'm ready for another one.
All elderly people.
Oh, yeah.
He's good with the elderly.
Very good. Very good with everyone. Wow. He's a really good salesperson.
But with that customer base, they drop off quick.
They do. And those cars last a long time.
Right. So like, they're dead by the time they're ready to buy another car. Exactly.
But then the referrals. I think he had like 5 or 6 referrals this month alone. Wow. This one sent me. I'm like, dude, good for you.
What kind of car does he drive?
2012 Subaru Outback.
Oh, so he drives the Outback. He's a real.
Yeah, but he throws his boat in the back and goes freshwater fishing.
He's got a boat.
Yeah, look, it's like a, you know, it's
like a dinghy.
Kinda. And you put a little trolling motor on it.
All right, so it's not a real boat.
No, but he goes fishing year round.
Loves to fish.
He'll go out on a night like tonight and go fishing on a pond.
With like a full snowsuit on.
Yes. Ready to go.
Nobody cares. Let's get to another call.
Love it, Georgie.
Hi, my name is Jillian. I live in Arizona and I just wanted to share a funny story that I now have my 5-year-old referring to Cheese. The team cream. God, I can't even say it.
You got it.
He now says team cream. Anyways, love you. Bye.
Love you too.
Yeah. Thanks.
I want to go to Arizona. I was saying on the live, wait, Scottsdale's Arizona, right?
Yep.
So many hot women in Scottsdale. And I didn't know what it was. Like, are there a lot of like rich?
I told you, Arizona State University is the biggest party school of the year.
No, but it's like hot, like women in their mid 20s, late 20s, early 30s, mid 30s, like 40s, like hot women, not college age women.
Yeah, but they go to school there and then they go back to their hometown. They're like, I'm going back.
Because the weather.
Yes. Can you like?
But there's no ocean.
No.
Do they have cool lakes?
It's one of those places kind of like Florida where if you're in the inside of the state, every place has a pool.
Everybody has a pool.
Yes. Everyone has their own screened-in pool. It's just.
Because I saw like, I don't know what it was, but I just saw a bunch of women in a row that looked like Miami girls. Fake tits, like.
Whole nine.
You know what I mean? And I was like, why are they all in Scottsdale? Yeah. They're usually like in like Santa Monica and like Miami and New York. Yeah. Scottsdale just sounded so random to me.
Yeah, it's a very nice place. It's an up and coming.
Doesn't Phoenix get to like 127 degrees
crazy,
on like a
crazy
winter morning?
Where like someone will put a tray of cookies on the ground with cookie dough and they'll cook. Well, slowly, but yeah.
Wow.
I've just seen one video. That's
well, hey, Jillian, that's a tough name.
All right, right when she said it, I said, that's I wonder a tough if she's going to pick that up.
Yeah, my dead girl.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Jillian. We love you too. Next call. Let's see what we got.
Hey, Anthony. This is Elizabeth. I see you message on Instagram a while back, and I was just saying something about how ridiculously good looking you were and how much I loved your accent. Et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, I just wanted you to know I'm not crazy, okay? But I am going to save your number forever. Okay, bye.
Okay, well, I hope people don't think that this is my phone number. It's not. It's a calling app that we've set up where you can leave voicemails. That goes to my producer. But I'm flattered, Elizabeth.
Do you get pictures? Do pictures come into this phone number?
No, Josh. No pictures. No pictures. Why? What are you going to say? You're married. Be careful.
Not for me.
Does Hannah listen?
Yeah, of course.
Hannah, put him in timeout when he gets home.
I'm a good guy.
I love I can't get enough of that when people say that I'm handsome and stuff.
You love it.
I get a lot of positive comments.
That's good.
I'd say 95% of my comments are positive.
I like that.
I love it. It's just, I got lucky with the community.
Yes, you
did.
You built it. Great community.
Was that my phone or yours?
No, it's my own wife.
Will you fucking put it on silent?
Is there an actual silent, not a vibrate? Can you turn vibrate off?
Yeah, do not disturb. Vibrate can turn off.
Oh, that's true.
Have some respect.
It was an accident. Airplane mode? The moon, right?
All right, skip that one.
What? Why skip that one? What is it?
Because it's inappropriate.
Is it?
Yeah, go to the next one.
I can't read.
What does the voicemail say? How's our voicemail set up? Is it just a tone or is it I recorded something? What did I say? Oh, I'll just call it.
Because Anthony Podcast voicemail. Please leave a message of a topic you'd like us to discuss, a weird take you have on something, maybe a funny story you want to tell. You name it, you leave it, we'll review it. Maybe it'll be
sick.
Till then, toodaloo.
Toodaloo. wild. You end it with two in a while.
You hey. Name it, we'll leave it. We'll hey. What was I thinking?
You were in a rough time in your life when you recorded that.
Was I in a rough time?
Yeah, so like the beginning of the podcast.
I think I was out of the woods. No, this is a new, fresh idea, dude. We weren't doing this in the beginning.
That's right, true.
Play another one.
Toodaloo.
Hi, this is Jamie from Taunton. I just wanted to call and thank you guys for doing what you do and keeping everyone laughing and getting through these tough days that everyone is having, seems like, these days. And also, maybe you could follow up on the date story that you had talked about on the previous episode, if you went out on a date with that girl that you guys interviewed when Jackie was on the show.
Mm.
That would probably be funny to go over. Alrighty. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, so about that, thanks for your call, Jamie. About that, I love saying shit like that. Thanks for your call, Jamie. Appreciate it. Yeah, about that girl. So the girl, I actually have known her for a while. I didn't recognize her voice. She's cute, you know?
And, yeah.
But, like, I could tell that she just wanted to be on the podcast. She wasn't actually interested in going on a date with me. And I said that to her. And she was like, that's not true. And I was like, yeah, but I asked you, like, all right, let's go out now. And you, like, didn't want, you know what I mean? Like, so why else did you do it?
Clout chasing. You know,
yeah, so she just wanted to be on the podcast. So fucking congratulations, you got on, weirdo. All right, next voice.
You know what, I'm looking forward to?
What?
The first person who says, first time caller, long time listener. Really excited for that.
Oh, you think it'll happen?
I think it will happen.
Let's see what else.
Hey, buddy, you just read my message on Instagram. I'm the guy who wants to give you free security next time you come to New York. If you want to mention my company, it's Precision Protection and Security out of New York and Florida. 516-715-8500. I love all that you do. You make me laugh. Take care. God bless.
All right, thanks. Precision Security out of New York and Florida. If anybody needs security in New York or Florida, give this guy a call. 516-715-8500. Free plug. Thanks for being a listener, and I appreciate the love and support. And if maybe I'll get to the point one day where we'll need security, I might just do it for shits and gigs. You know what I mean? High security. And
Florida,
like,
Florida be good.
Go to the mall.
Imagine
just go like walk down South Beach or yeah. Collins, or like be in Brickell
yeah.
and go to the mall and have security.
Walking into Tootsie's with security.
Definitely get a Venezuelan's number.
Walking to Tootsie's with a...
Yeah, but what is that going to do for you? They're all strippers. Wait. They'll
Oh, Tootsie's like is the strip no club. I'm thinking of the other club with the concert, the live shows and stuff.
Live?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I don't know if you could... They have their own bounces and shit if you get
that's
a table.
True.
You wouldn't really go to a club with your own security.
I don't club much.
Yeah, me either. I'm too old. That was back when I used to... We can't talk about that stuff, though. Yeah. Maybe on a different podcast when I spill all the tea.
Oh.
It depends how I feel. All right, let's listen to another one.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Let's see. Topic or subject?
Done.
Where's the strangest person, city, name that you've met that they're from? Like Nome, Alaska. Have you ever met anybody from Nome, Alaska? Of course, that's where I'm from. Thanks, guys.
Now, no, I mean, I can't think of anybody that I've met that was from like a strange place, but Alaska's got to be a weird place to live, you know, where it like is daylight 24 hours certain times of the year and like dark 24 hours certain times of the year.
That'd be tough.
And you're like, you're out there.
Out there.
You're attached to like a nothing part of Canada.
Yep.
And then you're close to Russia
Very
or China.
Close. Very close.
And you're in Alaska.
Yeah. And it's cold.
How long is the flight from like Seattle to Alaska to like Anchorage?
I couldn't tell you.
I'm not good with maps.
I wouldn't
Nome, Alaska. Well, to answer your question, I'd say Nome, Alaska
is
the strangest place anyone ever said they're from. Nome? Let me see what the population of Nome, Alaska
is. I met someone from Orange, Mass.
Bro, is DoorDash here yet? They always get lost, dude. Let's see, the Dash's name is Benjamin. Okay, I have faith in it.
Good.
I don't want to sound racist, but anytime the Dash is like name is like all of Wakandi or something like that, I'm like, he's not going to find my apartment.
I thought you were just saying Benjamin because that's,
yeah. Let's see. Population. I'm going to ask ChatGPT of
Nome,
Alaska.
3,600 people.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Small.
Could you imagine growing up in a town with 3,600 people in Alaska? What do you have,
five people in your class?
3,600? That's not a lot.
3,600 in the whole town, so that's all old folk, all people out of high school.
Like, this town has, like, 40,000, and it's a little-ass town.
Falmouth has 30.
Falmouth's huge. Land-wise?
Land-wise, it's huge.
Has its own highway with four exits. What do you mean? Falmouth's huge.
It is pretty big.
Yeah.
I always said that. People go, it's so small. It's so, yeah, we all know each other.
You could fit, like, Falmouth is, like, three times the size of Brockton.
Is it really?
Brockton has, like, 115,000 people. Yeah, Brockton's tiny.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I know it's that small.
You guys have four exits on a highway.
Yeah, it's true.
You guys are huge.
We do.
You have, like, seven villages within your town.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
But yeah, sure. Growing up in Alaska, I'd want to go to Alaska.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. You ever seen that show, The Alaskan, that family that lives in the woods and
Oh, yeah.
I like them.
Leather jackets and jeans.
Yeah, I like them. I like them a lot.
The thing is, to see, so around here a couple months ago, the Northern Lights were around. Around here. So
yeah, where are you going with this?
I would love to see the real Northern Lights in Alaska. Like
the Alaska Northern Lights.
I'm talking green skies of the waves. Yeah. Like, that would be so cool, dude.
I feel like because technology's come so far, like the shit, like AI, like all the shit we have now, that like, does the Northern Lights really even wow you when you see it?
Yeah, because it's just something you don't usually see.
Sure, you don't usually see it, but like, there's so much shit now where it's like Northern Lights in 1960 would be like, holy shit. But now with all the media we have and the palm of our hands, it's like... You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
Nothing really shocks me anymore.
But you don't need this to see that.
All right, you fucking hippie. I think you know what I'm getting at. Like, there's just...
I think you know what I'm getting at.
It doesn't take as much... Like, I can see what an astronaut, a live feed of somebody in space right now. Like, we just can see so much shit.
Yeah, but seeing it personally.
Okay, I get it. But you see it in... fucking 3D on your TV, it's like pretty similar to seeing it yourself.
It's not. I don't think it is. I really don't think it is.
I think you're being a fucking hippie about
it. Don't you think it's different than watching a Celtics game than being on court?
Sure. But I'm just saying the point that I'm trying to make is there's so much shit
out there
that shit kind of has less value nowadays.
Because you're saying you can literally go on your phone and find anything.
You can find it, not even just phones, one example. Phone, video games. The type of shows, the type of movies, the type of documentaries, you know, artificial intelligence, laptops, fucking, you know, travel, all the shit we can do now. It's just like, all right, Northern Lights, cool, sky's green.
Nice. I think it's pretty cool. I don't know.
Agree to disagree. I mean, I think it's cool. Sure.
Do you,
but like,
do you like
less
stars?
Cool now.
Do you like stars at all?
Yeah, but it's a star. You know what I mean? I guess, like, depends on, like, what kind of drugs I've ingested. I, like, look at the sky and be like, oh, cool.
No drugs. We'll get out there on a place where it's dark enough, where you have city lights around here, so it's kind of probably pretty tough. But
yeah, no, I mean, I remember being in Tulum, Mexico. Yeah.
Okay.
And looked up at the stars, and I was like, holy shit, I can actually see, like, shooting stars and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was, like, really cool, and I had, like, a moment, but I was with a girl I was trying to impress. If I was by myself, I think I'd just be like, just go look at my phone.
Around here, in the summertime, the Big Dipper stays on the sky all night long. Then when the wintertime comes, it's Orion's Belt. I can show you Orion's Belt. It's a guy literally, the stars is a guy like shooting a bow and arrow in the sky. It's pretty sick.
All right, we'll cut that. Play another
one,
Josh.
I knew that was coming.
Play another
one. I knew that. I was waiting for nobody. All
right, that was a...
Anthony, this is John from Cleveland, Ohio, and I don't know... to be honest, if you're a sports fan or not, but after 20 years of NFL superiority with the Patriots, what are your thoughts since they really suck now? Give me your thoughts.
I got this one, Packy.
No, I need to get involved in this.
Thanks for your call, John. Do you hear the tone in this voice?
Oh, yeah.
He said it? He's been waiting.
He's pumped.
He's been. How's it feel to have to have waited 20 years to be able to say that, John? 20 years you had to wait to be able to have that condescending tone when you talk about how bad they suck. Listen, here's how I view it, John, okay, from Cleveland, Ohio, which is Cleveland, Ohio. Let's be real.
What's so good about Cleveland?
No, Cleveland's actually not a bad...
Joakim Noah said that when he played with the Bulls. He goes, Cleveland. What's so good about Cleveland?
Right, we'll cut that. But okay, I'll stop doing that. I'll stop.
I don't care.
But John, let me tell you this. Let me put it to you this way. So 20 years, you got to understand, it started when I was like 10, 11 years old, okay? And it went until I was past 30 years old, okay? So basically my whole life that I can remember, the Patriots have been dominant, and we gave birth to one of the to the greatest football player to ever put on the pads, ever. And that will ever put on the pads, okay? No one will ever be able to do that again.
Let's do one more thing for John.
No, but I just want to say to John, the Patriots could suck until if I live to be 100 years old, they could never win a game. They could never make the playoffs from now until I'm 100. And that 20 years of pure dominance will still be worth it.
And
because no other city will experience that in football. No other city will ever experience that.
So let's add this to the top of the thing. John.
Yeah, John.
From 2001, we won our first Super Bowl. 2019, we won our last.
Right.
Right? So that's 18 years. That's great.
Yeah, that's an adult.
So let's add 2 years to the beginning, 1999
right.
to 2023.
Mm.
How many starting quarterbacks do you think the Browns have had since then?
I'd say like 60.
38. Which is a realistic 38 is quarterbacks insane. In 24 years have had 38 different starting quarterbacks.
And we had one.
Sucks to suck, John. And by the way, John, how about major sports? In our lifetime, born in 89, born in 91, we've seen the Celtics win a championship. We've seen the Bruins win a championship. We've seen the Red Sox win 4, Patriots win 6, and add the Celtics for 2 because they just won. And at this very moment, the Celtics playing the Cavs, they're probably going to beat them.
Hey, Cavs lost the game this year, right?
The Cavs are 17-2. The Celtics are 16-3. They're playing right now as we speak.
No, but the Cavs, the Cavs were like undefeated to start the season. Then
they're
15-0.
Lost.
Who did they lose to?
Boston.
I think it was the Boston Celtics. I think it was the fucking Boston Celtics.
I think
Celtics.
It was.
Yeah, I mean, we're really going to argue with somebody from Cleveland about sports teams.
No.
You know what I mean? But I can kind of see to John's defense, I can kind of see what he's getting at. He wants to know how we feel about it. He just wants to know maybe the tone was a little off. The tone was a little off. But if we take the tone out of it, I think he just wants to know how we feel. And I gave him my thoughts. We've been so dominant. They could suck till the day I die. And I count the Tampa Bay Super Bowl because we gave birth to that
yes,
man.
Yes, we did.
We gave birth to that man. He went out. It's like watching your son, you know, it's go
funny.
Out and accomplish something.
Funny. Brady threw 2 touchdowns to Gronkowski that Super Bowl. And then he threw into Antonio Brown, who also was on the
Hold on. DoorDash. DoorDash is calling. Hold on. Okay. Hello? Hello? Hello?
How do I get into the building?
Say that again?
How do I get into the building? All the doors have the key card thing.
Oh, I can buzz you in. Are you at the... let me just look on the map, make sure you're on the right door.
I'm definitely not.
Okay, I left directions in the... in the description of the address. Did you see that?
Yeah, but which entrance is the main entrance? The one over here where I can see.
Okay, so the directions that I wrote said main entrance of the second building. When you pull in, stay to your left all the way around back until you see the second entrance. So when you pulled in, did you stay to your left and go around the back? Okay, because it looks like, I don't know if it's accurate, the little car thing on the map, it looks like you're in the front.
I'm like in the middle.
You're in the middle.
I didn't see a clear, like, main entrance.
It's all right. We can figure this out together. So if you're facing the pool and the main buildings behind you, like where the gym is and all that stuff.
Yeah.
If you go straight, there's the second building. So straight ahead is the second building. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then go around to the opposite side of the second building. So not the courtyard side, but the parking lot side of the second building. And you'll see a main entrance of the second building, like all lit up like a hotel lobby. Okay. And then I can buzz you in when you get to the door. I'll keep an eye out on the map.
Cool.
All right. Thanks, Ben. I fucking had faith in him, dude.
I know.
Nothing drives me more nuts than when DoorDash can't find. If you just listen to my directions, when you pull in, stay to the left, go around back, you'll see the main entrance of the second building. He didn't go left.
If you start the whole thing with after the rotary, say stay left.
I mean, you know how many battles I've had with DoorDash? Like, they try to just leave it anywhere.
Yeah, no.
Around the building, they'll just leave it. And I'll go find where they left it, grab it, but then I'll hop on DoorDash customer service and say, can't find it, money back. Give me my money back. Do you want DoorDash credits or original payment? Back to the original payment, and I'd like some DoorDash credits just for the inconvenience, please. They give it to me every time. Let's keep an eye on this kid. He sounded...
like you were in the wrong.
No, he sounded like a, like, have you ever got a computer to talk?
Yes.
Yeah, he kind of sounded like that. Kind of sounded like an option you'd have to, like, change Siri's voice.
Yes.
All right, I think he's at the door. We'll buzz him in. The apartment complex needs to put, like, green signs or something to like, point people in this direction. I run into this problem all the time. I should just not be a prick and not be lazy and go out and meet him and get him. But it's DoorDash. It's not fucking parking lot Dash.
Yeah, it sounds like this type of voice.
I definitely went around back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, yeah.
But a man.
I think that did it. I just keep spamming the open door button.
That's Shane Gillis's favorite saying ever.
Spamming?
Is the video of the kid where he said the man thing. It was a video of the kid who was like, oh, you're a big, strong man. He goes, I'm not a man. It was a big old dude who was at some rally. I am not a man.
All right, do you think he's in with our fucking Burger King? The fucking Burger King we just paid $70 for that's a mile away.
70?
No, I'm exaggerating. I thought it was like $45.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and if we went to Burger King, it would have been like 16.
I think really even at Burger King might have still been like.
Should we invite him on the pod? Dude, as a guest?
That would be hilarious.
That would be viral, dude.
That really could.
We need that because we need to get the Patreon numbers up. I need to get the Patreon numbers up to offset the cost of production. I was talking to Josh about this. I'm in the hole.
I know.
With this fucking endeavor.
I know.
But it's okay. We're doing it for fun. Did he find it? Come on, Ben. He hasn't called me. He calls me. I can't find. I was like, well, did you read the directions, Ben? Because I put the fucking directions
goes,
in there.
The funny part is he goes, I went around back. And you go, what are you looking at? He goes, and you said, are you looking at the pool? He goes, yeah. You go, okay, so you're in the middle.
You didn't go around back. I'm in the middle. It's like, why would you go in the middle?
But why would you say you went around back?
When yeah, you but like he, why would you just be like, all right, I'm going to go in the courtyard and then call him from there? Figure it out, dude. They don't do a competency.
You should just went on the balcony and went, bam.
Hold on. I got a note. Oh, he probably heard us. He dropped it off at the door.
Oh, what a bastard.
No, I tell him, leave it at the door. I don't want to interact.
I thought they come to your door.
Yeah, he dropped it at my door.
Oh. Like
it's right outside
this
door.
I guarantee it's not outside that door.
He sent me a picture of it.
Oh, outside your door?
Yeah, I don't know how. He must have sprinted. That was fast, dude.
He's really door dashing, dude. He's
hee ha ha. Hee ha ha. Did he? We should have had him come.
Thanks, Ben.
Hey, lock that door for me, Josh. I don't know. I got street beef still. I haven't been doing well for that long. You never know. We gotta lock doors around here, you know. All right. Do you want to take a pause so you can eat real quick? You sure? You want to take a pause so you can eat? Are you hungry?
No. How far away are we?
All right. Let's do. Is this episode just gonna be all voicemails?
I'm down.
Yeah, fuck it. Keep going. What else we got?
Yeah, I really don't care about being on a podcast, but to answer your question, yeah. So Scottsdale, by the way, this is Dolce Bella Dolce. You can leave that out, you know, unless otherwise. So Scottsdale, I can answer that question. 20 years ago.
Well, answer it then.
Lots of the very high profile back in the foreign days before it was saturated, like super saturated. Back in Vivid and, you know, all that stuff was like the only stuff after, like, you know, scrambled porn when you were a kid. It's like, you know, the golden days of the 90s and the early 2000s, you know, there was kind of a pocket. And, you know, vintage porn is also, it's a whole other conversation. But anyway, what we're talking about, you know, generally, big English, okay, generational differences in that sector of things. In Scottsdale, actually, that is a thing. People, all of the very famous porn stars, of which I am very good friends with for this long of a period, my elder goth self, I will not name them specifically, but very much were my friends because I'm heavily embedded in the entertainment industry in general. Lived in Vegas, lived in LA, you know, I mean, I'm from Texas. Half my family is from the East Coast. So over there, it's in Boston. That's where it's like, you know, that's where you're picking it up. Listen, I got photos. I've got evidence of all of these things. I am not here to blow anybody up. I don't want to tell stories to be written in books or anything like that. Confidentiality is a thing. But basically, to explain Scottsdale, I can explain a lot of things that happened there. And a lot of that has to do with the cost of living at the time, economics, you know, real estate was booming. A lot of really famous rich people, and including a shit ton of porn stars that were giving a lot of money to California, that real estate.
All right. Okay.
A lot of unfold.
There was a lot of fluff in that.
Yes.
She could have summed that up in 4 seconds.
Yes. So
I've never been more fluffed.
Was she
a porn star?
I don't know if she was a porn star or if she was in the entertainment industry.
Maybe
or
she was a fluffer. You know what a fluffer is?
Goes in there and fluffs it up a little bit?
No. She's the girl that kind of is not in the porn scene, but kind of gets the guy ready to go. Fluffs him, gets him fluffed up.
The way she said, I have photos.
Maybe she was a camera girl.
You might have to DM her on the side.
Yeah, message me. And I want more information on that. But I will say, not to poke fun, what do you think her name was? She didn't leave a name. If you had
she
to
did
guess.
The beginning, hey, this is Shashafa.
Yeah, but it cut out.
She didn't say this is Shafafa in the beginning?
I don't think I got a Shafafa.
I think so.
Hold on.
Yeah,
ready?
I really don't care about being on a pod.
Ready?
Yeah, I really don't care about being on a podcast, but to answer your question, yeah. So, Scottsdale.
No. She doesn't say her name.
She does right after this.
Dolce Bella Dolce. You can leave that out.
Dolce.
You're a fucking retard. I think that's just like a saying. It's like a saying, Dolce alla Dolce. It's like, I don't know what it fucking means, but it's like a saying. She's describing Scottsdale. It's on her name.
Oh, good thing you nipped that in the butt. Good thing you
knew
that.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I don't want to be rude to the young lady that called, but a lot of fluff in that. You didn't need 3 minutes.
I know.
She literally did 2 minutes and 50 seconds of fluff and then 10 seconds of answering the question.
So when people say things like that, I like try to follow them in my head, and I just kept going like this. I couldn't follow it straight like I wanted to.
Yeah, she needs to call in another time. We need more information about the porn.
Yes.
All right, play another one. Fire up another one.
Okay, I cannot believe I'm doing this, but I was just on your Instagram live, and you said that there was a girl that called in asking you on a date, but you said that she actually had no interest in going on a date with you. So I figured I would call and tell you that I actually am interested. I just moved to Falmouth 6 months ago. And yeah, again, I cannot believe I'm doing this. Also, you are very funny. And yeah, like I said, I don't normally do this, but decided to give it a shot.
Very sweet.
That's
very sweet.
I almost think you should call her back unrestricted. Just have a conversation.
I don't know if I wanted to do that to her. She doesn't seem like somebody that would want to have a phone call.
She
like
does
that.
Seem nice.
She seems very sweet. That, I mean, nothing makes me more flattered than that.
I know.
Yeah, that really... That
just moved to Falmouth, too?
Yeah. That's your hometown, buddy. She sounds sweet.
I'm saying the reason I said Falmouth is because it's not like in a different part of the country.
But she sounds nice, though.
Which you
I like that about her.
I know.
I like nice.
I know.
Yeah, you would think I like feisty. I'm too old for that.
I'm saying just call her
soft, sweet.
Just to say hello.
No, we're not doing that. Next voicemail. That's it?
Good.
That was good.
Those are great.
Yeah, those are great. I like the going live and leaving the number and have yes. people call. That's a good idea.
I think it's a really good idea. I think those are great. People are awesome. That John man from Cleveland. Ugh.
I like the voicemail thing.
Me too.
I like Love the voicemail it. Thing. We are going to jump into the Patreon a little early tonight. So if you enjoy the podcast, you want to support every episode we do an extended version. Sometimes the extended version's longer than the original version. Sometimes it's 30 minutes, 40 minutes. But we always give you an extra version of the podcast. And in that extra version, I'm a little less concerned about being politically correct. I'm a little less concerned about getting really personal and telling personal things on there because, you know, it's a smaller audience than just putting out the podcast on all platforms. So, and it's only $5 a month and you get access to everything. So if you want to subscribe for more than that to kind of support the cause, you're more than welcome to do so. I have a lot of new and exciting things coming to the Patreon now that I've slipped out of the massive hole of depression that I've been in. I'm going to be putting more effort and energy into it and offering more than just the bonus portion of the podcast. So if you'd like to support and listen to the bonus content, just go over to my Patreon and sign up to subscribe. So thanks for listening. We appreciate having you. Appreciate having you. And take care and take it easy.
Love y'all.